WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive!
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. Mama could plow a field with one hand and chop a log just as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease resistance, that woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing helped raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
But ever since we said I do, there are so many things we don't.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
There should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
Yeah.
I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we've got a pretty special and slightly different episode for you. I'm mixing up all live music performances for you with a quadruple set of features. Yes, we have four main features in tonight's Tears of the Gods. Starting off, well, not quite starting off because you haven't heard any of them yet, but we've got a bunch of songs performed live by Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes. Yes, performing classic Led Zeppelin songs with, but you know, what's the coolest way you could cover a Led Zeppelin song? And having a pretty rockin' band and Jimmy Page leading on guitar, quite literally. And then our second feature is several deep AC/DC live tracks from their Backtracks collector's box set. And then number three, our ambiance, the music I play in the background while I'm talking, like right now, is all from the Japanese composer, genius, performer, arranger, Ryuichi Sakamoto, from his Live at Zepp Tokyo album, which was recorded back in 2005, July 26, 2005, in fact. And then our feature number four, in the second hour, I'm going to be playing, well, mixing up four of my own stereo ultra bass guitar performances that I impro composed and recorded, well, let's say live in my sunroom studio. We started off the show with Shonen Knife and, well, a real life starting from back in the audience. You could hear everyone getting pretty excited with them opening up a show live in their hometown of Osaka, Japan. Their Konnichiwa song. And you could tell everybody was pretty excited. They're banging things around. Is that pre-intro song started playing. Getting the audience warmed up. And, you know, before I go any further, let me explain that this all-live show is one of those rare episodes that could either be a Plastic Sushi or a Tears of the Gods, because it's following the critical formula aspects of both, with genre jumping and starting off with Japanese music, and then also going deep and having features for you. But I decided this is going to be a Tears of the Gods because of the feature aspect and the going deep. And then we heard a live performance, of course, of AC/DC. And for those about to rock, we salute you. And, you know, a lot of live performances can be a little bit rough and not excessively rough in tonight's broadcast. But that's part of the great thing about listening to live performances as opposed to the studio versions. Another thing I like is when the guitar players, particularly somebody like Jimmy Page, where he might have typically three different guitars that he plays and overdubs in the studio. Sometimes it's more like five or seven. And he's forced live to just play one of them. As a guitar playing perspective, you know, how does he solve that problem? And so we'll hear some of that, although there's two guitars in the performance with the Black Crowes in this evening's music. And back in the upright now, is Ryuichi Sakamoto, as he will be for all of the ambiance breaks. And this is Behind the Mask from that Live at Zepp Tokyo. So, in the next set, we've got a Chuck Yu contribution coming from him and going out. Something recorded, well, live, but with the band Negative Land at the Middle East along many years ago. Part of their It's All in Your Head sound collage about God and other issues like that. We'll also be hearing from The Clash and, of course, Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes. Cheap Trick doing a cool Beatles cover live. But we're going to get the rest of your Friday night sound collage going with a really groove, danky groove track that I like this version so much better than the original studio version. And I hope you like it too. It's called Reaction. From Ebon 2000 Live.
It's wonderful to be here. It's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely artist. We'd like to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home. I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know that the singer's gonna sing a song, and he wants you all to sing along. So let me introduce to you the one and only Billy Shears, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Yeah.
It's quite nice to be in a human kind of situation for a change. And we're hoping to enjoy ourselves by making this public service announcement with guitar. Citizens, in some quarters, that these are not enough.
of religion and belief and meaning, the deepest things that come from the deepest part of our beings. We reach to symbol, we reach to poetry, we reach to art to try to begin to articulate what those things are. And I think that we have to acknowledge that we're in this realm when we begin to talk about those. And if we take the symbols and don't acknowledge that they're symbols, then we get into this trouble.
If we try to make them facts, you mean?
Now, is God meaning something very real to you, Henry? Yes.
That 90 to 95% of Americans who believe in God, you can break that down. Not everybody believes in a Judeo-Christian God. There's actually a sizable minority who believe in sort of a higher spirit of some generic kind, not necessarily a personal being. Stephen Hawking says we'll know the mind of God. He doesn't mean the Judeo-Christian personal God who we can pray to. He means this, the cosmos as a whole. And to me, what really turned me around when I was a born-again Christian that really challenged me was the idea that there are so many different kinds of gods.
Unfortunately, in our world today, you hear all these different things about there's different ways to get to God.
Different kinds of gods.
But Jesus himself said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and nobody gets to the Father but by me.
Different kinds of gods.
So if you accept Christ as God's son, he's either the way or he's not.
There are so many different kinds of gods. And if we, you know, do a show of hands of your listeners, how many believe in Zeus or these different kinds of Greek gods? Well, they'll all be atheists. So the difference between me as a non-believer and them as a non-believer is that we've all dismissed all these other gods except this one monotheistic God. Clearly, this is a historical, culturally determined concept. Clearly, this is a historical, culturally determined concept, God and religion is.
Is God a person to you, Henry?
No, he's something more like a thing.
Sounds pretty exclusive.
Christ is the only way.
Those who actually believe, accept, walk with him in faith, they are the ones that will be in heaven.
Freud called religion an illusion.
The people that will be in heaven are those who have invited Christ in.
I'm going to be there, are you?
When you say there, where do you mean, Pasha?
Freud claimed religion is an illusion, but our science is not an illusion. Darwin had shown us that we descend from monkeys. That Copernicus has said we are not the center of the universe. And Freud was saying, come down from your heights, human beings. You are not as great as you think you are. You have to save yourself from your delusions. You are full of sexuality. You are full of hatred and lust and envy. Face yourself. I am going to save you from those delusions.
Mama, mama, love me. Mama, mama, love me.
On tonight's episode of the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are bringing you a mix of all live performances. It's a quadruple feature set of live performances. We began the first main set of the show with the Japanese band Denki Groove and a rather different version of their song Reaction, as opposed to the studio version. And I found that one on Ebon 2000 Live. And we followed that with a very cool cover of a Beatles song. Yes, that was Cheap Trick performing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from their Sgt. Pepper Live album, where they went and recorded the whole album live and released it. And then it was The Clash with a cut from Here to Eternity live. That was Know Your Rights. And we followed that with a live sound collage performed by Negative Land at the Middle East in Cambridge, as recorded by Chuck Yu. That was a part called Human Illusions. And we concluded that set with Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes performing that Led Zeppelin extravaganza, Custard Pie. And this album that we're having as one of our four features tonight, Live at the Greek, Access All Areas, was recorded in October 1999. There was a two-night performance with Jimmy Page teaming up with the Black Crowes to play a bunch of Led Zeppelin standards and a bunch of blues songs that everyone loves. And that was the result. An outstanding live album on two CDs. And my thanks going out to my good friend Brian Honig for turning me onto that album. And then another one of our features is my ambiance this evening, all from Ryuichi Sakamoto, the Japanese performer, composer, arranger, genius. Yes, Ryuichi Sakamoto. This is Thousand Knives from Zeppet Tokyo, live Zeppet Tokyo, recorded in 2005. So in the next set, I've got a couple of WMFO DJ dedications. We're going to send out a Tangerine Dream song to Savoir Faire because he's also a big fan of them. And this is a very cool cover of another Beatles song that Tangerine Dream will perform live and we'll be hearing. And then from going out to DJ Chris Major, who on Thursday celebrated his 22nd WMFO anniversary broadcast in here. And I called in to wish him congratulations, as did a whole bunch of other people. And he had a great four-hour show, 11 to 3 p.m. on Thursdays, and you can go back to the WMFO archive and check that out for up to 2 weeks. Really, everybody should be able to download an MP3 archive, like DJs are privileged to, but unfortunately this law called the DMCA regulations don't allow us to do that. But yeah, so a deep live Devo cut going out to Chris Major. And another Led Zeppelin classic performed by Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes will be bringing his set to a climactic conclusion. But first, another one of our features, namely deep live cuts from AC/DC's Backtracks box set. We're going to begin with just, what can I say, the guitar interplay between Malcolm and Angus on the next song just is a highlight of the Brothers Young playing together to me, and particularly during the break. And well, let's get that going for you, and I hope you like it as much as I sure do.
Let's go. Secret end.